Welcome to Children's on Quality. I'm Dr. Rick McLeod, along with Dr. Dennis Cunningham, Medical Director for Hospital Epidemiology and a Pediatric Infectious Disease Specialist at Nationwide Children's Hospital. Let's talk about bloodstream infections, Dennis. Many people don't realize that while blood is very clean, there is a possibility that bacteria can enter the blood and cause some pretty serious disease. First of all, how do bacteria get into the blood?
Bacteria can get in the blood several different ways. If someone's in a bad accident and they have trauma or something's going through their skin into the body, that's one route. Sometimes bacteria can get into our blood through our intestinal tract, the stomach tract, or food pipes, if you will. There's a small layer of cells to protect us, but it can be disrupted, especially in people who are sick. And those are the two main ways that people get bacteria in their blood that causes harm.
There are different risk categories. Some patients are more likely to develop a bloodstream infection than others. What are some of those categories of patients?
Some of the increased risk factors for blood infections would include the extremes of age. For instance, premature infants, they are very high at risk. Their immune systems aren't quite normal. The immune system's early, just like the rest of them. The elderly also don't have a great immune response, and they're more at risk. That would be the biggest risk factor right there. Other risk factors include people who are on immune suppression medicine. Sometimes we have to turn down the immune system in cases of autoimmune disease, something like rheumatoid arthritis or maybe thyroid disease. Other categories would include people who need a big IV. And when I say a big IV, it's a semi-permanent one that we can use for weeks to months to give people the medicine and food they can't take by mouth. And that would be another risk factor. It's ideally we take the line out as soon as we can, but when we need it, we have to use it.
And are these infections that patients develop in their blood, they're pretty serious type of infections?
Infections in the blood can be extremely serious. They can lead anywhere from feeling lousy, having a bad fever, to death. If you have bacteria in your blood, it can go anywhere in your body. It can go to your kidney, your brain, your joints, your bones. So it's a pretty serious infection that we take seriously and we treat it very aggressively.
Now, all across the country, hospitals have recorded fairly significant infection rates, especially in their intensive care units, such as the neonatal intensive care units and the pediatric intensive care units. And yet, Nationwide Children's Hospital, over the past year, has seen a dramatic reduction in the number of these infections that we see. What's the reason for that?
I think Nationwide Children's is a special place. We're truly a team effort. The doctors, the nurses, everyone who works here, including administration, we all realize that infections in the blood are a serious problem, and we want to prevent every possible infection we can. There's certain times, for instance, if you're in a car accident and you have something poking through your body, I can't prevent that infection from happening in the blood. But if it's because there's an IV in your a big line that goes into you, I can probably prevent all of those infections. And part of that's how we do our skin preparation. We do things sterile method with someone checking to make sure it's done right when we put big IVs in there. We make sure the dressings are changed very carefully when the dressing's soiled or every week to prevent that from becoming infected. We know you have to change line infections. We all met as a group, and we went through the literature, the medical journals, and we started doing everything that's been shown in evidence and studies to improve infection rates, and we wound up with having probably the best rate in the country at this time.
Thank you so much, Dr. Cunningham, for joining us on Children's on Quality.
My pleasure.